God is so good. Amen. Can you say that? Say, God, you are so good. I appreciate you, Lord. I love you so much. You are the love of my life. Thank you, Father. Only you could do what you've done. Only you could create and bring forth a people that have fallen in love with you. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us so much. You gave us everything. Thank you, Lord. And that's the truth. There is nothing that has not been given. Nelson said, I've said this before, and I took his word. Somebody told me because I never met him. He said, Jesus said in the Greek, the way it's stated, in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, I think around the 13th to 14th verse, maybe somewhere in there. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. And he said, the Greek reads like this, if you demand what's your rights, what is right for yours, or you demand what is your rights in my name, if I don't have it, I'll make it. I mean, I guess he can. He made everything else. Amen. So there's nothing you can come up with, say, well, Lord, you cut me short this time. No, you can't accuse him of that. If any shortness is on our part. Amen. And he's so good. And we need to recognize him as such and worship him and spend time. It's a privilege to come together as believers and to lift our hands and to lift our voices and to praise and magnify the Lord. It's a privilege, an honor. You know, you watch people that gather together they seem to be at a distance with God. And the reason being they don't know him yet. They may know him as a savior, but they don't know him intimately. The more you spend time with him, the more you want to be with him. There's nobody like him. And then there are other people, they got that space between them and the Lord because they're feeling guilty over something the enemy accused them of. But I found out, my God, when I found out that he didn't hold anything against me, I stood a running from him, I run to him. Lord, I messed up. But here I am. Woo. But most, because we've been beat up so with religion and tradition and doctrine and opinion of men's and all that kind of stuff, ritual tradition that come from men's and demons and devils, we think that when we mess up, we're supposed to run from God. If we'll run to him, he'll help us get straight. He'll help us get stuff straightened out. But if we keep running from him, all we're going to do is get in a bigger mess. Amen. And if you just be honest and fall down and say, Lord, I just worship you and bless you. Help me. Ooh, he is our helper. Didn't he sense a helper? Glory to God. I'm so glad. I'm so thankful for my helper. Hallelujah. I want to talk to you tonight. Hallelujah. On this thought. Because we need to know the wealth, the riches of what we have received and inherited. See, we are his inheritance, and we have inherited, been made an heir to the kingdom of God. And that kingdom, we're in it now. Ephesians tells us that we have the down payment. We don't possess. We have everything, but we're going to get the rest of it. But we have the down payment. You know, you make a down payment on the car, you can drive it off the lot. Amen. And so we can act just like we got it all because the down payment been made. And what I want to show you from the scripture, from the word of God, as we have been joined to the Lord, is not a time to feel guilt and shame and all that. But if you stay in sin, it's going to embarrass you. It's going to hurt you. It will destroy you. It'll destroy your life on the earth. It'll destroy your testimony, everything, if you run with sin. But if you come to God and yield to him and let him teach you, you'll live a life that filled and full of the goodness of God, riches of God. Amen. And you can experience some heaven on earth. You'll have some day you say, wow, this is just like heaven on earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If he could do that for the Old Testament saints, how much more we that have a better covenant upon better promises that he can do that for. Look with me in Colossians chapter 2 and Paul's letter to the Colossians. Chapter 2, verse 1. I start to skip, but I'm just going to start with verse 1. But Colossians chapter 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. And this is the way it reads. I'm going to read it from the King James so everybody can be on the same page with me. But also I'm going to read it from the Passion as well. And listen what it says. He said, I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea. I'll kind of wait and see if they're going to put it up on the screen. Okay, come on. Notice, as far as many have not seen my face in the flesh, and I have not seen Paul's face in the flesh. And so that would include you, that would include me. And because there were men in his day that he had not seen yet. But watch, that your heart might be what? That your heart might be what? Comfort. I guess a few of us got it. A few of us are reading along with me. That your heart might be what? Comfort. Being what? Knit together in. Notice how your heart is put together. I looked it up one time and it says another word for being knit or well together. Your heart being well together.